Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good afternoon, good day to all my blessed beloveds out there in Living and Thriving Land. It is gorgeous here in rainy Florida. Strangely, yes, I know you listen to me every week, but it rained. It started raining around 2:30, almost 3 o'clock this morning. Woke me up out of my bed, my comfy, snuggly bed with my little puppies. Raining, pitter-patter, pitter-patter all day long. Can you imagine how that must be? It's strange. It's unusual. Doesn't normally happen here in Florida, but I will tell you, it happened. So excited. Raining. Today, I believe we have a Zoe Nicholas on the phone, waiting for her to tune in, dial in, you know. We had some communication issues over the last few months. Evidently, they're not getting my messages. So that's really bizarre. So I am digging through my email right now to see if they actually got the messages. Who knows? So today was so cool. I went in for my checkup in regards to my little nose. My nose knows so much. And it's doing really, really well. Part of it is really healing, and the other part is not healing so fast. So still on some minor restrictions, not a big deal. But I think I can start walking tomorrow. I don't think I can be running tomorrow, which is frustrating because I've lost 14 pounds. Yeah, so exciting, 14 pounds. Totally thrilled about that. I apologize if I'm distracted. I'm just trying to dig through all of these emails to see if this person's actually going to check in. Amy will be checking in. She's going to be checking in late. Because of dance rehearsal and all that stuff for her kids. But today was just gorgeous. I literally went from Punta Gorda all the way to my space in Inglewood. Rain, 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 sunshine. Rain, 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 sunshine. It was really freaking cool. Can't even tell you. I am trying to dig through all my emails. I don't know if this person is going to show up. But if she does, her name is Zoe Nicholas. She, you know, we actually have a lot in common. She was neglected in her childhood. She had a mother that was a drug addict, and the mother's boyfriends were also, you know, addicts. And there's a lot of stuff going on with abuse and neglect and that sort of thing. And I'm hoping she comes on because I've been looking forward to this show. If you want to dial in, that would be totally cool. The number here is 929-477-1165. Chat with me. I am bored. I am bored. I have a lot going on in my personal life. It's been really fun. It's been really exciting to revamp my life and become what it is that I want to be. It's been even more exciting in regards to knowing what it is that I want in my life and knowing what it is that I don't want in my life and changing those pieces of habit. All have habit. I don't do drama. I don't like drama. I actually figured out that I shut down. When you're very dramatic and you have a lot, like, bitchy stuff and you're mean to people, I shut down. It's not that I ignore you or disregard you. It's just I literally shut down. I don't have the emotional ability to handle the drama. And I'm working with people currently that are new to where I work, and they're just very catty and very drama. I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I just really don't. I'm good. I'm out. So that's been interesting. That's been a growing spurt that I'm going through. I am going to give a quick call to Zoe's person to see if they are coming on. So I'm going to put you on hold. I love you. You're beautiful. Give me a second.
You're listening to Knitting and Thriving with Rusty.
All right, so nobody's answering. Let's see what happens now. The hardest thing is when you are doing this and it's an international radio show that people just, it's timing, it's remembering, and it's like the coasts, West Coast, East Coast. I have people in Australia that come on the show. They always forget that we're on, but we're on, we're live, and it's exciting.
West Coast, East Coast.
And I have people in Australia that come on the show. He always forgets. We're repeating. So somebody's on the air. Hello. Hello. Who are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Zoe?
No, I'm
Zoe.
I'm actually Rusty.
Hello.
I'm the host of the show. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Zoe.
No, I'm Rusty. I'm the host. Hello.
Oh. I thought you were Zoe. I wrote your book, Driving in the Dark. Zoe.
I think that is the book that she did write. She's just not on yet. Are you a reader? Do you love her work? Or do you have questions?
Yeah, I love her book. I have questions about her memoir.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you very much. She hasn't shown up to the show yet, so I'm not sure where she is. I know that she's been doing some traveling, so there's time zone issues and whatever. But what do you have to say about her book?
Her book is very...
Oop. Well, the color has dropped. So, unfortunately, not sure what's transpiring. Zoe's not on the line. One of her bands were on, but they dropped. Not sure what's going on. Anyway... If you have any questions or you just want to chit-chat while we're waiting for our guest to show up, that would be great. 929-477-1165. It is gorgeous. The sun is finally coming out, and it's almost dinner time here in Florida. Crazy, crazy stuff. Just checking my emails and text messages and all that good stuff to see what's going on. But I have to tell you, it's really, 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 really been a great year. I started dating again, and that's been bizarre. I took some time, like 2 years off, and yeah, that's been weird. I'm not really good at this dating thing. My expectations of romance and kind of conversation and hanging out are way different than what's transpiring now. I'm going to give 5 more minutes, and then we're going to hang up because my idle chatter is a waste of everybody's time. I know that people are traveling, and we might have to rebook the show. Not a big deal. And I'm so sorry the reader that called in was not able to stay on, because I would have loved to hear the story. Their feedback. It is 3:11 Eastern Standard Time. We are 11 minutes behind schedule, and I apologize to all my listeners. I'm going to go check my email one more time, and then if they're not there, we're just going to move on and just say goodnight. All right. Love you guys.
Living and thriving with Rusty.
All right, so totally disappointed, but for whatever reason, it just has not transpired, not happened. That's cool. We move on. I am like a ship on the water, so it just is what it is. I am sure that Zoe and I will connect at some point, and for whatever reason, just shit happens and we move on, right? Right. So I love you. I want you to have peace in your life. I want you to make the most out of your life. And Amy is not even on, so I can't even idly chat with her and her craziness. Her birthday was yesterday. Can you believe it? She's another year older. Oh my God. So I called her three times yesterday, and she finally got one call in, so that was good. But that's it. Show's over. How blah is that? If you get an opportunity to check out Zoe Nicholas, she is amazing, and she has a beautiful story, and she was, excuse me, very, 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 very wanted on the show today. We have a lot in common. You know, tune in, check her out. If you go to the website down below, check it out. Click on her links. You can get her book. Hopefully talk to her. I know she's traveling, so I think it would just were a hit and miss this time. That's about it. So this week, I want you to do three things. I want you to pay for somebody's coffee. I know I'm so demanding, aren't I? I want you to drive 5 miles slower than you normally do. Just genuinely look at your speedometer and say, 5 miles slower. What is that going to do for me? And I want you to wake up every morning and snuggle deeply into your bed. If you have a partner, snuggle deeply into your partner. If you have a dog, scratch their butt extra. And if you have just you, that's totally freaking cool. Just snuggle into your bed. Give yourself 5 extra minutes. So the rule of thumb is give yourself 5 extra minutes in the morning. So set your alarm back 5 extra minutes, and if you were me, it would be 15, just saying. And if you're driving, drive 5 miles slower. And if you're in a drive-through, buy 5 coffees this month or this week or today. Sorry that the show was kind of a dull thing, but you know that I love you, and you know that you're beautiful, and I'm so excited to do this every week. And hugs to you and your family, and hopefully next week will be exciting. I believe I have my chatty friend. She chats a lot. She's fabulous. Hold on. I'm switching my website here. Cheryl, I think, is on next week, and she talks a lot about recovery from health issues and food issues. So that'll be kind of fun. We've had her on the show before, and she's very, very, very talkative. Where is she? I believe Cheryl's on next Thursday. And she's going to talk to you about just healthy eating and toxins and, you know, just really cleaning up your life in forms of food and what you drink. So Cheryl will be on next week. She's fabulous. We've had her on before. Sorry Zoe didn't work out. And for the listener out there who loves Zoe, I apologize that somehow we got hung up on. I would have loved to hear your version of her story. But in the world of living and thriving, I'm a leaf in a river, just like you are, and we're going with the flow. And all is good. I love you. You're beautiful. And until next Thursday, I'm so excited about Thursdays. I love them. We will talk then. Be well. Be in peace. And take your 5 minutes and 5 miles off.